Superintendent of Correctional Services, Justice Frydenberg, is recused from this matter. Is there anyone here today on behalf of Mr. Moomin? Does not appear to be so. Mr. Smith, good morning to you.
Good morning. Took the longest ride ever to get to work today, so I assume some of the court had the same experience. James Smith, with the Attorney General's Office, appearing on behalf of the Appellate Department of Correctional Services. This is an appeal from a dismissal of a complaint alleging negligence filed under the State Tort Claims Act. The district court dismissed it on alternative grounds. One was sovereign immunity for lack of jurisdiction, and the other one was failure to state a claim. Either of the district court's alternatives were correct. The appellant's brief really, to me, makes a skimpy argument that doesn't have any merit. I don't know if the court has any questions that I'd be glad to try to address. And if not, we'd ask the court to affirm.
Counsel, the record is a little bit silent on the reason for the delay between the actual filing of this complaint. The file stamp in the district court was in January of 2018, but it looks like the process was initiated sometime in 2016. What can you tell us that the record doesn't about the reason? Was there something going on during that two-year period?
I want to make sure I understand your question. Are you talking about the delay before the department advises the defendant of his discharge date, or are we talking something else?
No, the date the complaint, assuming this is a tort claim, mm-hmm. The date that the complaint was received by the district court was sometime in 2016. Mm-hmm. The date it was filed stamped by the district court was sometime in 2018.
Oh, okay.
What's the reason for that?
Oh, there was another appeal. The court initially denied in forma pauperis, and so the complaint didn't get filed because of that denial. Mr. Moomin then appealed. The Court of Appeals reversed on the basis that the district court improperly applied the three strikes rule in denying in forma pauperis. It then went back to the district court. The district court allows in forma pauperis, and at that point the complaint gets filed when it did in 2018. That's the reason for the
delay. Thank you.
Okay. Then it moved along, and then the court looked at Castillas and so forth. Is that?
Then the court looks at whether or not it had jurisdiction over it under the Tort Claims Act.
Okay. Before they got to the Castillas merits of the calculation.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's when the state then files its motion to dismiss on the alternative grounds, and the state sustains the motion.
Thank you.
Yeah, that confused me again last night, so.
Okay. It was a long ride in, I'm sure.
Yes, it was. Anything else the court has? Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next case of the day, then, is State versus Jose.